In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. You know, last night I went to a certain prison to celebrate the Eucharist, and well, let me just tell you a little bit about it. I was very thirsty, so we stopped at a little store, a very expensive store, a yuppie store. I bought some cookies. They're like $7 for these cookies. I never would have bought them if I knew they were that much, but that's another issue. But I walked in, and I got some tonic water, and, you know, there was this old lady, and she said, everybody's going to be watching the Red Sox tonight. So I looked. I said, I'm not going to be watching the Red Sox. And she's looking at me like I'm weird. And I said, yeah, I'm going to jail, and I'm going to celebrate Mass for some beautiful people. Well, not a word was said, you know, not a word. You know, it's like I didn't say it, but that's okay, you know. And I said, they're going to lose anyway. They did. That's another issue. But the point of the matter is we get to the certain jail, prison, call it what you want, and we're going to celebrate Mass, and, you know, the room is full of all these, you know, I can only tell you that they're beautiful men. Men that have really got on their knees, that have really experienced God. It's amazing, totally amazing. You know, some of them are like monks. They're third order Dominicans, many of them. Well, okay, let me continue. So I begin to celebrate Mass, you know, and I had my homily, you know, already prepared. As much as I do prepare a homily, I knew what I wanted to say. But you know what? When the reading was read, the whole thing changed. I said, you know what? The second reading changes the whole thing because this is what God wants me to say. It's always good to be open to the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? If I had gone my own way, it would have been okay, but it wouldn't have been the Word of God for the people last night. All right. I had it all prepared. I knew what I wanted to say. You know, I had said it on Sunday, and it was a good homily on Sunday. But you want to know what? Let me ask you this question. Sunday's bread is good for Sunday. I want a fresh loaf of bread on Monday. I don't want day-old bread. I don't know if you do, unless you put it in the oven. Bread for each day. And is not the Word of God bread, the bread of life? Yes, the Eucharist, but the Word of God, too. Bread of life. So this whole thing, you know, and it was all about St. Paul writing to his bishop, his sidekick, his protege, Timothy. And he writes these words. He says, I write to you while I am in chains, but the Word of God is not chained. Well, you know, Paul wrote this to Timothy while he was in Rome, in jail, waiting for execution. I write to you in chains, and the Word of God is not chained. Well, I knew that I just couldn't speak what I wanted to speak, that this is the word that God was giving me, because Paul was in prison, and I have all these people that are in prison. Maybe you're in prison today. You know, the biggest prison is the prison of yourself. You know, the people behind bars are much freer than the people that are outside, some of them. You know why? Because people are so bound up with self. Maybe you're in prison today, but the prison is not behind bars. It's even worse. You can't escape from who you are. Maybe you're in guilt. You're in torment. It's not of God. Maybe you've decided to walk a certain way and you messed up and you're beating yourself up. It's not of God. It's not of God. Maybe you've been sexually abused and you are under the curse of that abuse. You've never told anybody and you are in such a prison. It's not of God. God wants to heal you. The word of God is not chained. And I began to speak the word of God. I said, you know, the word of God does what it says. Jesus said to the 10 lepers, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. They were not healed in front of Jesus. They were healed when they walked away from Jesus, because the word of God was, go show yourself to the priests. That was the word of God. And because they went, as they went, they were healed, because they heard the word of God and they did the word of God, and the word of God was not chained, and the word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, healed those 10 lepers as they went, because they followed the word of God. It's marvelous. The scripture says the word will not return void. It does exactly what God calls it to do. It's a productive word. It's a fruitful word. God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's the word of God. God's word does what it says. The priest can be a saint or a sinner, but when he puts his hands over the Eucharistic elements, I'm going to tell you, it becomes the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God does what it says under the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the way the word of God is. That's the way the word of God is. The word of God is not chained. Paul was in chains. And these men are behind bars. But you know what? They can be as free as birds, because the word of God is not chained. Then I began to tell them some stories. I told them the story of Sunday night, a Saturday night. I said, this beautiful man came. Evidently, you know, he had cancer. You could just tell he had cancer. And, you know, my homily on Saturday was a little bit fire and brimstone. And they were leaving just before the last blessing. I called them back. I said, you got to sit in that chair. You cannot leave. It would have been detestable if that man had left. I would have gone after him. Before I finished Mass, I would have run out into the street, because they had come for prayer. So we prayed with Brad, and I declared healing in the name of Jesus. I declared in the name of Jesus, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed now. And Brad left with peace. Then somebody came in yesterday. I got a call. The man said, I understand that you counsel people with cancer. I don't know what I do, to tell you the truth. So I listened to him. I went through his, first of all, the medical records, okay? You know, I want to make sure he's going to the right doctors, going to the right hospitals, you know? It's very important. Before we get into the spiritual stuff, before we get into anything, I want to make sure this guy is satisfied with his oncologist. I have to make sure of these things, because, you know, there's every way you've got to check. Like, if he was going to some dog hospital, I would have said, my friend, that's a good hospital for puppies, but not for human beings. No, he wasn't going to a dog hospital. He's going to a very good hospital, and he feels very confident in his oncologist. And I said, did you get a second opinion? He said, no, I don't feel I need one. I said, okay. Then I closed my eyes, began to pray. And when I closed my eyes, I saw something. And when I saw what I saw, I had to tell him what I saw. And I said, you don't have to make a decision about this. It has nothing to do with him. It had to do with a doctor that I know of, a doctor that's a holistic doctor, but he's also a surgeon, and he's right in Milton. And I told him about my friend, Paul, whose cancer markers are going down, because we've been praying with him and praying with him and praying with him. But also, he's found this doctor. He's also had chemo, you know, all these things. I said, I want to tell you this, what I saw. I saw this doctor, even though I've never seen the doctor. You make no decisions, that's fine. I said, you're going to leave here with peace. And we began to pray. And I started to speak peace in the name of Jesus. I started to speak the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I started to speak in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed, that you'd be loved with more love than you've ever had. I started to speak the word of God over him. Start to speak, because the word of God is not chained, because the word of God does what it says, because the word of God is all powerful. Remember, Jesus is the word made flesh. So I start to speak the word of God, praying and praying the word of God into this man, praying and praying the word of God into this man, until finally the presence of God comes upon this man. Finally, until he starts to feel the presence of the Holy One, the presence of Jesus Christ. Finally, you know. Oh, and it's so wonderful. He says, I feel so good. I haven't felt like this, but I'm still in pain. Okay, what number is the pain? 8 or 9? We started to pray about the pain. We prayed, and I just called on the name of Jesus that this pain would cease and desist in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the blood. Before he left, the pain was down to 1. We couldn't get it down to 0. God could. I did the best I could. God did it. Jesus did it. He left. He says, I haven't felt like this in so long. I said, you come back and we'll pray again. Next time we won't pray as long because we won't need to. And all these people, these beautiful men are listening, 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 listening. The word of God is not chained. Paul was chained, but the word of God's not chained. The word of God does what it says. I says, what I want you men to do, and maybe I'm telling you the same thing, I want you to get a piece of paper. And before the day is out, I want you to write all the words of God that you know. Write them. Print them. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have eternal life. The Father and I are one. Do whatever he tells you. Let there be light. Come to me, all of you who labor and find life burdensome. I will give you rest. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Those who eat this bread will live forever. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but through me. I am the first and the last. I make all things new. 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 I am the bright morning star. I am the lily of the valley. I am the door of the sheepfold. I am who I am. I'm not trying to show off, okay? You write all the words of God that you remember. And if they're only 6 or 7, that's okay. Ask and you shall receive. The whole Our Father is the word of God. Part of the Hail Mary is the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd is the word of God. And then you meditate on the words that you know. Slowly, just one word at a time. In me, you have life. In me, you have life. In Jesus, I have life. In me. I have life. Word of God is not chained. You do that exercise. All the words of God that you remember. Don't use your Bible. Don't cheat. No one's going to give you an exam. You don't have to say it perfectly. And then you start to meditate upon this word. You wake up in the middle of the night. The love of God is being poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is being poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is being poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. Oh, hallelujah. By his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. You sit down today and you write the Word of God. You write everything that you remember. No one's going to test you on it. Then you find a quiet place and meditate on one or two of them. Let it sink deep into your being. Draw deeply from the springs of salvation, for the Word of God does what it says. And let it fit your circumstance. Let not your heart be troubled. If you're anxious, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And then Mass was over, and many of them left to go see the Red Sox, but the hungry one stayed. The hungry one stayed. And it was so wonderful to see. You know, it's a big temptation. And I'm not saying the others didn't have other things to do. Some of them maybe went to telephone their wives, their mothers. You know, I'm not judging, but the hungry one stayed. When you get the hungry ones, you know God's going to do the miracles. You know, God's going to, we started to pray in the name of Jesus, be healed of these different things. There were necks that were healed. There were shoulders that were healed. Everyone we prayed for was healed. As a matter of fact, it was a black man who has been having tinnitus, which is he's been hearing like electricity going through his ears, making these awful sounds. It drives him out of his mind, and it would drive me out of my mind. We prayed twice, and he looked up, and he said, I cannot believe it. It stopped. The hungry one stayed. Oh, yeah, the hungry one stayed. Give me the hungry ones. The ones that are desperate. Oh, yeah, those are the ones that he comes to. The desperate. Like me, I'm desperate for him. If he would withdraw from me, I would drop dead. I am desperate. I can do nothing without Jesus. Nothing. Where does your desperation lead? Come on, tell me. Where does your desperation lead? Because it's going to lead you someplace. To the bottle, to the drugs, to the prostitute. Where does your desperation lead? Oh, I know. The desperation can be your sanctification or your ruination. It's about everybody. We're all alike. But I'm telling you something. I can't function without Jesus. And as we prayed for these holy men, God started to do only what God can do. Hips were healed, legs were healed, necks were healed, backs were healed, ears were healed. I knew someone had a headache, and I said, God's healing you right now. Come on up. Nobody came up. But one of the volunteers said, I had the headache, and when you said it, I was healed. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? You want to know why? Come on now. The Word of God is not changed. I spoke the Word of God through the Holy Ghost over these people, believing. Ask and you shall receive, he says in John, that your joy may be full. That's what I read today. That your joy may be full. And I told him, I said, Jesus, I need joy. Like, I really need joy. I really need joy. I need joy, Lord. Joy to balance the years of affliction. I need joy. I do. I need it. I live with a priest, Indian priest. He's got such joy. It's so wonderful. Father Joshi has joy. He came into the house yesterday. He asked one of the women, where's Father Tom? He's in prison. Well, he laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. I'm going to call Cardinal Sean and see what he says about that. And he laughed and laughed and laughed. And he told us over the phone, and he's laughing, and we're laughing because he's laughing. That's joy. Wonderful joy. The awesome presence of joy. Jack Benoit's mother, when she died and came back, she said, she didn't want to come back. You want to know why? She said, the joy increased, doubled every second. The joy doubled every second. Imagine you start blowing up. She was only there for a couple of minutes. You know how she came back? This is a funny story. Jack's father is in the operating room, and the doctor says, your wife is dead. He says, if you don't bring her back, I will kill you. The doctor was scared out of his wits, and he said, work on my wife. And Jesus said to the wife, I have to send you back. She said, I don't want to go back. And the Lord said to her, if you don't go back, your husband's going to kill the doctor. Oh, it's so funny. It's Italian. That's French. Listen, I understand that. I understand that kind of stuff. That's human. I love it. I love it. That's also faith. That's faith. You don't bring her back, you're dead. And he meant it. She said the joy doubled every second. The word of God is not chained. So today I want you to do what I'm asking you to do. Get a piece of paper and start writing all the words of God that you know in you. If it's only three, it's three words. But there's more than three. You know the Our Father. You know part of the Hail Mary. You know the Lord is my shepherd. You know ask and you shall receive. And you know what Jesus says this week on Sunday? Listen. Jesus told them a parable as to they should pray always and never get discouraged. My Lord, to us who get discouraged, we need to read that parable. And then at the end of it, he says, and when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? That's from Luke 18, I believe. So you're going to write down these scriptures? You're going to study them? Not study them. You're going to contemplate them, meditate on them? You're going to do that today? If you do, hallelujah. If you don't, you're the loser. Almost sounds alike, right? Hallelujah, you're the loser. Be a hallelujah man. Be a hallelujah woman. Don't be a loser. Because the word of God, come on, is not chained. It does what it says. Tonight is Tuesday, and there's a surprise mass at the Holy Rosary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 7:30, Holy Rosary, Winthrop. Surprise mass. Yes, surprise. Well, people say, why do you have these surprise masses? Because, you know what? I want to have one on Tuesday night. Maybe I'll get three people. Maybe I'll get five people. Maybe I'll get two people. But it's a surprise mass tonight, the Holy Rosary. And we're going to repent for our own sins. And we're going to repent for the sins of the church. We're going to get on our knees and repent. And then we're going to worship God after mass is over. Oh, yes, we're going to sing praises unto his holy name. And we might have three people. We might have four people. We might have two people. But you know what? Tonight at 7:30 is a Holy Rosary surprise mass. Yep, it's not scheduled. So anyone who's nearby, we're 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. And you know what? Good things are going to happen because we're going to worship the Lord. 7:30 tonight, surprise mass. That's right. What's this surprise mass? Someone said. I'll tell you what it is. It's a surprise because I didn't know I was going to do it until this morning. Okay, listen to me now. I want to tell you tomorrow night we will be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30 in Waltham. And I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills, you know? Our bills are very high. And if you gain something from these broadcasts, I really wish you'd send me something because you know what? We really need the money to pay our bills. We're still paying September bills. And October is half over, if you haven't noticed. Where do the days go? I still think it's May, but I know it's not. It feels like, you know, maybe we're still in May. I was driving yesterday with Eleonoris, and we saw those leaves turning, and I knew it wasn't May. Listen, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. It's as simple as that. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128, and ask the Lord what he wants you to give. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it.
Hallelujah.
And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by